Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're Daf Kuf Yud, and we're holding three lines from the bottom of Kif Tes Umid Beis, where the Gemara says, V'savarav, Iboalin, Eloi Boaloi. Obviously, we're in the middle of a sugya, so let's try to do it. Let's try to do a quick review so that we know what we're talking about Rav. Back in the Mishnah on Kif Tes Umid Aleph, we had a situation where you had two brothers that were married to two sisters, one was a gedoyla and one was a ketana. Mm-hmm. Okay, and meis balishel gedoyla, and the husband of the gedoyla passed away, and now that gedoyla, who is the second sister, falls to the balak tana liibam. Can the balak tana go and be miyabim her? The answer is no, because he's married to the younger sister, to the ketana. However, that ketana was only married through the mother or an older brother. So therefore, it's not a ganza achois ishto, it's only a derabbanan dika achois ishto, because min ha-Torah, they're not even married. But lemaisa, he cannot go and be miyabim the gedoyla, because midrabbanan he has achois ishto. He cannot even continue living with the ketana if you hold yezika. His ketana is now achoyziku kasei. Vos tut min? So Rabbi Yeshua says at the end of the Mishnah, oy loy al ishtoy, oy loy al eish esach, vos medoton rachmon litzlon fin ale zayin du toris v'toris toris ad seifa elam. Vos medoton. So we had a three-way machloikis. We had Reb Lezer, we had Rabbi Yeshua, and we had Ram Gamliel. Now Reb Lezer says, melamden esaktana shitzimoyen boy. I'm going to go to Eitzah. Go and tell the ketana, we'll give you three more lollipops and two more Barbie dolls. After we're talking about a ketana, if she's happy, let her go be ma'enis against her husband. She will now leave the scene. She's no longer around. It's nifka the kedushin rishonim lemafri. It's as if they were never married. Oh, never married. So now that clears the way for the baal, formerly the baal ketana, now to miyab and the gdoyla and shalom ha'yisra. Says Ram Gamliel, in Miana, if she does that, that's wonderful, that's great. What happens if you didn't give her enough Barbie dolls and not enough lollipops? And Zivilni, she wants to stay with her husband. Habakanaitza. Tamtin, wait, at Shetagdal until she becomes a Gedoyla Bat Mitzvah. And then automatically the Chasana, the Kedushin, will be upgraded from Kedushay Dirabonan, thank you, to Kedusha D'Araisa. And then says the Mishnah, Betetze Halazu, and now the original Achois Ishtoi will now be a full-fledged Achois Ishtoi, because Ishtoi is now a Mikudeshes Mithyaraisa, so now the Yivoma is the Charichtige Erva Menatoira. Therefore, Teitze Alazu, Mishim Achois
Ishtoi. Are we going to learn what's the Svara? Why should it be up there?
So that's what it says in our Mishnah. So the Gemara asked yesterday, what's this Svara? What does Ram Gamliel hold? Is it an automatic upgrade that as soon as you go from exactly that's all the hakdama today's gemara? Are we talking about a case of automatic upgrade? In other words, as soon as she's done the bat mitzvah, as soon as she's finished her drush and pshetl, and in some egalitarian places finishes saying the haftarah chuli lebachas, then automatically she becomes a gdoila and the chasana, her eiris and her kedushin.
One second.
Until now, the marriage was when she was a ketana. Now the marriage is with a gdoila, and therefore automatically becomes now a D'Araisa. That's one side. Or do you say, no. The godless alone is garnished. It's godless plus Bia. That Bia now reaffirms and kind of reestablishes the Kedushin. And now all of a sudden, for the first time, she becomes a Mikudeshes Min HaTorah. And therefore, slowly. So the clear cut, the Shaila of the Gemara, according to Gamliel, was, is this automatically she becomes a Gdoila? Or do you say it has to be Gdoila plus a new Bia after that godless? Now, what would be the svara one way or the other? Rashi says, this is really just reviewing yesterday's Gemara, but Rashi said that if we hold that it's an automatic upgrade, as soon as she becomes a gedoyla, igloi miltzila mafreya, that she was mikudeshes min ha-Torah from the outset. Even though when she got married, she was still a ketana, but since we waited until she became a gedoyla and they still remained together, Igloya Milzalam Afreya, that she was all along Mikudeshes Menatayim.
What do you mean, it was Kedusha Kesef or whatever?
Whatever it was, Kedusha Kesef, Kedusha Shtar, whatever the Kedusha was originally, but now that she becomes a Gdoila, it goes back to Lamafreya.
The absence of Mian while she was a Katana, basically, is that the absence of Mian? The fact that she didn't do Mian when she could is what now affirms her Kedusha?
That's very good, because the Lashon HaGemara yesterday was that Kedusha Katana Misla Toli Vekoi. It is suspended in midair, waiting for that magic moment of Gedoyla Shavt. When she becomes a Gedoyla, oh! Now I know that that marriage was from the inception a marriage derai. So that's how Rashi learned Pshat. You look at Gadli Bado Avagav Dli Boal. You look at my time Dram Gamliel. You see my time Dram Gamliel? It's about right over here. Do we say Gadli Bado Avagav Dli Boal Zot Rashi? Then Akachi Hashto Mikomoke Mishigodla Tafsi Kedusha Meikora. The igli milzelim afreya, the zika dehachloi klumhu. As we go back to mafreya, as if they were always married, dear Isa, and therefore the zika was never chal. Aye, the zika happened before she became agdoila, makes no difference. If they lived together, if they continued in their marriage beyond gedoila shaft, even if they did not live together, it's igli milzelim afreya that were always married, dear Isa, and the zika was never chal lav klumhu. Or do we say, no, it's not an automatic thing, but rather, says Rashi, that after she becomes a gdoila, if she reaffirms her marriage, they have noticed that Americana minig that after 50 years you go and reaffirm your wedding vows or something. The wedding vows, right? So here too, it's just for the caterers and musicians who want to be able to make some more money. But the point is that now that they have a new bia, that bia becomes the first time. Now it's the first time that they become taka man and wife the oiraisa, because until now it was drabat. So that was the Gemara Shali yesterday. Is it mishitagdil automatic? Or is it Tagdil and the Tivoil thereafter?
Is it Bia when she's a Gdola? Is that Be'isser or is that...
No, Chas V'Shalom Be'isser, the husband and wife.
No, but yet she's the Achosu Kukoso.
Oh, and that's Achosu Kukoso, a different story.
No, so if she's Achosu Kukoso and she doesn't have a real Zika is effective, then he's being Baal Achosu Kukoso. So that's an Isser, isn't it?
Yes, it is. He should not do that.
So how can we say Kishabal if in fact the Zika isn't
maybe Bediyev, but not Lichatchala.
No, I take Kedushin and that Kabon Kachas.
Okay.
So Mela, that's why there's always...
Fine. Good. Okay, get this.
But you gotta maybe think through, is maybe the pshat here is that he's Mekadosh HaBabia.
Uh-huh.
That's the...
Is that better pshat or worse now?
No, but I'm saying that's why it's effective.
Uh-huh.
Because you realize she became a Gadol. Now let's make a real Kedush Mekadosh HaBabia.
And if he gave a ring now, would it be different?
It might be.
Right. Okay.
But that's what he said. He bawled in Eli Lai.
The Gemara used the expression "ball." The question is whether it really means "ball." But fine, because in tight. By side, this is already going beyond my pay scale. I just have to go through the Ivra and the Gemara. You're doing beautifully. Anyway, so bottom line is, getting back to Ram Gamliel, what does Ram Gamliel hold? Is it Mishat Tagdil, the Tivail, or Tagdil alone? Is it automatic, or there has to be a subsequent Bia? Yesterday's Gemara we had, Rav said, it's got to be Mit, a subsequent Bia. Without the bia is gunish mit gunish, it's still continues to be a kedushin drabban. Freit dimar, 3 lines from the bottom. Sover Rav ibal in iloy ibal loy. 3 lines from the bottom. Reb Menashe of Kiftes Umadays 109b lost 2 lines. Aha. So Rav holds that Reb Gamliel holds that it only becomes upgraded to a kedushin deraisa if there was a subsequent bia. Vo idmar, I'll show you the same Rav doesn't hold that way. Our case, the Ketana that did not do Mia. Vigdila, and she became Niskal, now she's Bas Mitzvah. And it doesn't mention anything about Bia, it doesn't mention, it's silent. The Omda Venisis, and now she goes across the street and she marries somebody else. Wonderful. A real nice young lady. And we're not talking about before Bas Mitzvah, because we already said before, as you said so beautifully, that in itself would be the Mian, that Machshova is Nika Mitoich Maseh, right? But here we're talking about it's already Igdila, it's already Shenuch. So the Mian is impossible. But she wants to marry somebody else. So now the question is, was that marriage valid or was it not valid? Rav Oma Enitzvich get Mashani. That marriage was nothing. Zaytzechos, that since there was no bia, there was just, she was Nizgadla, it seems that Rav holds, as soon as she becomes a Goyla, that's enough to be upgraded to full-fledged man and wife, min ha-toira, and therefore if he goes and takes Kesem Kedushim, she has Nisun, someone else, it's Al Kodesh, it's Nozdus, it's nothing. That's why Rav says it, it's Yichli Get Misheni. That's L'choyde the steer Rav and Rav. Ushmul Omar, and Shmuel says, no, Tzricha Get Misheni. Because Shmuel holds that the first marriage was not effective to be upgraded to a Kedushin Diraisa, so she was only married Dirabana, Minatoya, she wasn't married. Oh, if she wasn't, she was still single Minatoya, so therefore if she accepts now Nisuin from somebody else, no, it was Chal Minatoya, so you could get Mishani. So Shmuel, we understand the question is, listen, Rav Mit Rav, does Rav need beer, doesn't need beer? So we said, Poshib Chad is talking about that there was no beer yet, because it doesn't mention a word. And it says that Rav holds Einus Rikha Get Mishani. Zaytzachos, even without beer, becomes upgraded to full-fledged Kedushin there. Raisa, my love, Deloy Boal. Everyone loy to Boal, even though it doesn't mention it, but you have to be able to read between the lines. And it really means the Boal. Okay. Fine. But then they have a big problem with the Mitzmiel. I the Boal, my time of the Shmuel. After all, Shmuel says that if the Ketana, who was living for the last few years with the Godel, with the husband, she now becomes Niskadel, Mitabia, so now it's full-fledged, it's already beyond the Gdoyla Shaf, she's already a Gdoyla, and says, Shmuel, exactly, says Shmuel, if she went now across the street and lived with somebody else, she needs a get. She needs a get? That lady, we should go and hang her.
She's a married woman.
She's a married lady. Should she go and get Misa Bidei Odom, Misa Bidei Shemaim? I would throw the books at her. Whatever it was, but Lamar, get Mishani, what do you need to get? Ever the Gemara Kosova Shmuel holds Kolab Boil Al Das Kedushin Rishoinimu Boil. Shmuel says a Chiddush, that even though we're talking about post godless, she's already a Gdoila, but nevertheless the husband and the wife, and this is a Grace Alomdim, is a Grace of Briskers. They know they've been living together now for the last 2, 3, 4 years. They continue living together. They don't go and have now Meshaftip Sanai Kedushim in the Kedushin. Oh, now that you're Bas Mitzvah, now we're going to have a Kedushin there. Raisa. It's Masha from Shmuel and from Rashi. If the Taka said, the Shem Yichud Kitchabricho, that we are getting, we're going to have now a Bia, the Shem, to go and upgrade our Kedushin status from Dirabonan to Diraisa, will become a Diraisa. But if they don't have such a Befedish and Kavana, Kolaboyal Adasish Kedushim Rishoyna Boyal. And therefore, what Shmuel says is a very interesting thing. Theoretically, you can have a husband and wife. He's already 95 years old and she is 94. And they are still only Mikudoshes Midrabanan because the original Kedushin was when she was only 10 years old. And even though they've had a number of Biyos in the intervening years, 108 it still goes back from the original. And therefore, we can insert the word Baal in this machlokes. That's why Rav says you don't need a get because the first Kedushin was upgraded as a result of the Be'ile, became a Kedushin Deraisa. If she lived with somebody else, you don't need a get. So Shmuel, you would need a get because that Kedushin remains Derabonim forever until they say we want to go and upgrade it to a Kedushin Deraisa because it's always Eldas Kedushin Rishonim Mubayl, which has a Kedushin Derabonim. Therefore, they were never married Deraisa. So if she marries somebody else in between, so you can get Misheni, she has to have a get.
So basically Shmuel says people don't have a mind Kedushin when they're buying.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Stam a Bibi Alma, so therefore it doesn't upgrade.
Exactly right. Zokti Yomara, if you're telling me that that's the machloikis, v'pligi b'chada zimna. If that's a machloikis, I don't understand, because Rav and Shmuel already argued this point in a different scenario. What was the different scenario? V'idmar, kitsh al tanai. Oh, we've had this already a couple of times, this Indian that he's Mekadosh al Tanai, he gives her the ring and Bishas Masi, he says don't do this or do that, some sort of Tanai, and the Konsa subsequently, when they lived together, Konsa Stam, then he didn't mention anything about that Tanai, they just lived together normally. So now the question is, how come he didn't mention anything about that tonight? Is Rav Omer Tzricha Menu Get? You do need a get, because Rav holds, as Igmar is going to say in a moment, that as a result
even
of living,
even though the Tanai was not Makoyim,
even though the Tanai was not Makoyim, the Bia afterwards was a Mechila, he waived his original Tanai. Because if he was still bothered about the Tanai, he should have said to her, you should know we're going to live together, but I still want you to go and be Mekayim the Tanai. by the fact that he didn't say that, is a siman that he waived it, and he said, Mark, okay, forget about it tonight. I love you so much. I've now seen what a tremendous balas midas you are, and as a balas chesed, and a balas tilim, you do such wonderful things, and therefore, forget about it tonight. And therefore, now it becomes a full-fledged chasana tzvichem eniget. Shmuel amir tzvichem eniget. Shmuel says, no. As the Gemara is going to say in a moment, because Shmuel holds kol boil al das kedushin rishonim ubayl. And since the das kedushin rishonim had a tanai attached to it, so the tanai keeps on rolling with the bia subsequently. Like the Gemara says, Rav amir tzvichem eniget, kimin the nasba, now that is nisuin and they live together, achuli achle tanai, was moichle tanai. Shmuel amir ein tzvichem eniget, kol boil al das kedushin. And since the Das Kedushin Rishonim, a Tanai was attached, so the Tanai continues to be attached, unless, of course, he's Moichel expressly. So now, Frey Dimar, what do I have to have both Machloikis and four? They both say the same thing each time. What's going on? So, in other words, before we gave the Teretz that this is talking about with a Be'ila, then I can say that the Gemara on the bottom is talking about without a Be'ah, and this Machloik is talking with a Be'ah, and therefore you have to go and have the double Machloikis. But now that I'm saying down below is also talking about Be'ah. And what's the Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, whether you hold Kala Boil, Das Kedushin, Rishonimu Boil or not? So what do you need to have two separate cases to say the same thing?
Yeah. Why doesn't the Gemara mention that? According to Shmuel, I saw other bilos and bilos.
We're going to have that a little bit later, okay. Right
is
before
it,
the
mission. That has to be with Shmuel.
I'm about 3 lines before the mission. We're going to have that as well.
It's a chiddush.
Yagvali chiddush. Anyways, as you want to tzricha, zokti gemara yet. I need both cases. Why? The yit mar hahi. If we would only say that other case, not our case, the case we just learned now on the Omer Alas with the Tanai, but yikom Rav. Dear Rav says. Rav holds he was a full-fledged Tanai that when he was Mekadesher he said you have to do X, Y, Z, whatever it was, and since there was a Tanai but he did not repeat it, Bishaz Bia is a simon that Achle he was Moichala Tanai. Good. In our case, maybe he agrees to Shmuel that kol haboil al das kedushin rishonim uboil, and therefore since the kedushin rishonim was at the time of 10 years old when it was only a kedushin derabbanan, even though they continue living together subsequently after the bas mitzvah, but it still continues to be allocated and continue to be we're on a roll. We continue with the original kedushin, which was only a kedushin derabbanan. So maybe Yitak would agree to Shmuel. We're not talking about Tanoim over here. V'yitma b'ha. And if we'd only have the case over here, b'ha, it says, b'hach shul chayt shiz b'ha ka'am Shmuel. That's when Shmuel says, we go al das kedushin rishonimu b'ayil, and even though there was a bia after the gedoyla shaft, after she became a gedoyla, it still remains a kedushin, drabonan, because it continues to be the alt kedushin. B'hach, in the case of the Tanai, even Moedle the Rav, maybe to agree to Rav, since he didn't repeat anything b'shas the bia, a macholi achle, exactly. Achuli achle tonight. He was moichel tonight. So that's why you have to have both cases because each one tells us a chiddush. This one tells us a chiddush in hilchos tonight. This one tells us a chiddush in hilchos das kedushin rishonim mobile. So therefore, you need both cases. Freiti mar bich verstehen achals nicht. Umi amar rav kibol in iloy bo aloy. In other words, we're repeating again the same question that we started off with. Vahahi
over. This was neutral. We really can't prove either way.
Exactly. This case could be either way. So let's bring another right. Vahahi over that there was a masa shohayim to have benash, but not narish masa that happened in the shtot narish.
That was nanash.
But this is narish. This is an
so I'm putting another.
Yeah, yeah, you're doing that's really Hoydin Anish, and this is just not. Anyway, yeah, if the Dehava bin Arish, by the way, he happens to be from Hoydin Anish,
the Shepherdish.
But anyway, let's continue on. But if the Dehava bin Arish, the Igdisha Kishihiktana, there was a husband and wife where the Kedushin was when she was a Ktana, meaning it was a Kedushin Drabonin through the mommy, through the older brother. The Gala Borchim, now she became Bat Mitzvah, and now the husband and wife say, you know, now would be time to go and have a chuppah mitabia, and then we're going to become the sun de rice, and alts is wunderbar and fine. And guess what happens? Ve'oisve abe kursaya. Rashi says abe kursaya be apirioin. Something similar to like we have at our chuppahs. In other words, I'm sure you've never been to the lady side. Everybody's always on the men's side by the Kabbalah Spunim, but they say by the lady side that they go and sit on a fancy throne with a fancy background flowers and floral arrangements, all that. Anyway, so she was sitting at Baker Saya, waiting for the eventual chuppah and beer. And guess what happened? The us achrina and zirangi came in a shayit, a yiddish shayit, and she went. he went and stole the kala from under the nose of not only of the chusin, but even of the photographer. The photographer said, take a picture.
By the way, I do know what Bekesai means. Yeah. In the olden times, they used to take the kala to the chuppah on kind of a, like a throne.
Okay, it's good.
And I saw pictures of it. Drawing.
I was only drawing. What's the picture?
We said that they hold.
Yeah, no problem.
It was like Lahavdol, they carry some
they
old people sometimes on such kind of a, well,
sometimes
like, the line of the pipe they carry around like that.
But sometimes the chusin kala, sometimes they go and carry for by the dancing, they pick him up on
this. Was on a kind of a
whatever it was. But anyway, so she was sitting on the baker. Science keeps it on.
Side really means a throne.
Yeah, mask him. It's a bridal throne. We don't mean a throne.
Exactly.
Very good. Anyway, but the shaygits came and chapt mine. Oh. Okay, and apparently they lived together, and apparently it was consensual, because it wouldn't be consensual. The system, masesness. But Rav Bruna, Rav Chanan, Tamid Mavrav, Hava Hossam, they were invited to the chippa. They were probably going to have shevi bruchas. And they were not matzrich a get from the second husband. So now it appears that they did the, even though he was a shegetz and he schlepped her away, but apparently she was maskim. Because if she wouldn't be maskim, then the vada, there's no inyan of kedushin. You can't force a person to go and get married, only by tana with the father's permission. But he's not talking about a father, you're talking about that the father was out of the picture.
Godlike, says Godlike.
Exactly. So therefore she had to be maskim. But beitzachos, she was maskim. But nevertheless, they didn't need a ged. Now let's understand why. If you're going to go and tell me that as soon as she became a gedoyla, that it was not upgraded, you have to wait for the Be'ila. Okay, so then there's still a Kedushin Dirabonan only, not a Kedushin Dirabonan, even though she's already 13, 14, she's still considered to be a Ktana, she's still considered to be Dirabonan. So if we're not told, she's still single. If she's still single, if she went and lived with this second husband, she should have to have a get from that second husband.
I mean, they were having the same Kedushin? How do you know that?
It has to be, otherwise what's it talking about?
It has to be Kalaboyal.
Let's say you have a regular Mrs. Smith, and Nebuchadnezzar came in a Yiddish Sheget and took her away, and took her into captivity, and lived with her for the next 30 days, and then he freed her. Would anybody say that he has to go and give a get? Rather, you have to go and put a person like that, you have to go and kill him, put him in jail for 100 years, whatever. Would be a shalom.
Yes. Just to be his nurse.
Exactly. It must be that she was maskim to go and live with her. And therefore the Chum said, if she was maskim to live with her, no, maybe we have to have a get. If she or if she dish. He said, no, literally, you don't have to have a get. No, you don't need a get from the second one. So apparently, why did they hold that? Because they held that she was still married to the first husband. And if you're married to a first husband, a woman cannot be married to two husbands simultaneously. Now, how did she get married to the first husband? After all, there was only a condition that I'm on it. So you're going to tell me Niskadla, but didn't Rav say Ibal in Loi Boal Loi? That without the Be'ila, it still remains like the Kedushin Rishonim. The Kedushin Rishonim is a Kedushin Drabana. So I told you she's still single. If she's still single and she lives with the other person consensually with this new husband, then you should have to have a get. Elamai is the Choyra Raya, that Rav, or the Talmidah de Rav, who the Choyra Paschaling like the Rebbe, hold that you don't need a Be'ila. As soon as you become Niskadla, she is now an Eishas Ishmana Teira. So therefore, if she lives with somebody else, it's an Eishas Ishmana, there's no din of a get. Is the Choyra Stira Rav on Rav? In other words, assuming that Rav holds like his Talmidim saying his name. Everything one Rapapa. Benarish mincem the sivi v'hodem musay abekasaya. In Narish they had some Narishim and hugim, and the Narishim minig was that first they had the pia, and after this they put her on the bridal throne. Oh, if that's the case, so it wasn't only that she was niskadla, she also had pia. If that's the case, according to everybody, except according to Shmuel, but according to everybody, now she becomes a full fledged kedushin d'oraisa. So of course, if the sheik gets chopped her away and they live together, even though it was by consent, it makes no difference because bottom line, she's an eishes. And that's why you don't need a get from the Basra. Well, so that's very good. So you have to switch around the minig. The minig over there was Bia first and Baker Saya second. Rabashi said, no, you don't have to go and switch.
In that case, he's an adulterer, right?
And so he's a big adulterer with a capital A.
And so is she.
So they're both. put to death.
If we have Edom and Hasra, then you would put them both to death.
Well,
correct.
Maybe that she's a like, little girl, she doesn't understand.
But she's in this Gazla.
She's 14 years old.
Okay, so you're saying that maybe it was a Shoigig or an Oinus. Okay, fine. Well, let's assume that it wasn't the Mezer, it was Beshoigig or Oinus. Good. But she masked it, she was masked. But continuing on, Rav Ashi said, no, you don't have to change the Narishim and Hugim. You can go and say the Minig and Narish is just like our Minig. And that is that first you had Abe Kursaya, and then you have the Nasivi later on, the Bia later on. So according to Rav, why wouldn't we need a get mibasra? So I'll tell you why. Because who also shaloi kohayin? Since this fellow who chopped her away is a bandit, is a shayit, he did shaloi kohayin. Even though Rav Lishitase should hold that she is taking mikudesh to the second husband, because her kedushin from the first husband never became to the upgrade level of kedushin deraisa, it always remained kedushin derabanan, because there was no bia with the first husband post her becoming bas mitzvah. So ibazoi, then why doesn't she need a get from the second husband? So mekadinina, she should taka need a get from the second husband. However, since he's such a bandit, we were mafkir the kedushin minay, and we said, poof, your kedushin is worthless, is gunish, megunish, megunish. Now the question is, how can we do that? Omle ravina l'rav Ashi. That I understand, because whenever you give kesef, we have the famous rule of hefker bezden hefker. So the bezden can go and say the ring that he gave her, he didn't give it to her. It's hefker. It's gunish.
It didn't belong to him.
It didn't belong to him. It didn't belong to her. So nothing happened. Okay. The kaddish would be a my shav yirabon. Sorry, my kaddish would be a my. What are you going to say? But be a can go and say hefker bezden hefker. May they live together. Together be hefkerus. But the din of hefker bezden hefker has to deal with monetary masses. Here we're talking about a beer. Everything more like Rapincha said earlier. The Rabbanan can go and create and say the Bilas. How can the Rabbanan say Bilas Bilas Nos? Because we know from Masechtas Kedushin called the Mekadish Adai to the Rabbanan Mekadish, and that's why even today we say under the Chippah Hari Abkadesh is Leked As Moshe VeYisrael. Oh, since that's Kedash Moshe VeYisrael, Kedash Moshe VeYisrael means that Chazal and the Rabbanan agree with this Kedushin. If they say that this Kedushin was Beisur because this guy Chot Feminei, he went and slept away. You're a bad guy, like Menashe said, you're an adulterer, she's an adulteress, and we named the whole Kedushin away, and be lost and be lost.
He's Mesopic in this thing.
Okay, so I'm Betoises, here's the suffering. But anyway, finishing off the Gemara, so we started off today's Gemara, quoting our Mishnah that there are three Shitois. We had Rabbi Lezer, Ram Gamliel, and Rabbi Yeshua. We've only really dealt at length with Ram Gamliel, and what does Rav hold like Ram Gamliel? Godless plus bia or godless even without bia. Now that we've concluded that discussion, how do we paskin? We paskin like Reb Lezer. What did Reb Lezer say? That anytime you have a situation where the husband is married to the ktana, and now the gdoila falls le yibam, malam den esak tana limayin boy to go and do mir. On Reb Yudah Mishmul Allah, Reb Lezer talk a paskin like that. Chen Reb Luzer Allah, okay, Reb Lezer, that we go and teach the ktana to ma'enes against her husband. Now her husband is free to do what he wants, and then he can go and be miyabim the achois hagedoil. Zokte Mishnah Vaita.
It does look like Rav argues with Shmuel here.
No, no, Baruch Hashem, no machlekes, no halachas.
In order to marry someone, how many things do you need besides kesef?
What do you mean?
What else?
To marry someone, you only need kesef, shtar, or bia.
So how come they only mention shtar?
They're waiting for Metzim Masechtas Kedushin, then we go into all of the details about that.
Ksuvah is next.
Ksuvah, okay, wait a minute, don't talk about it. Well, shtar.
Ksuvah is shtar also. They could be masik. You have to give your shtar over. That's so much as shavius.
Uh-huh.
But it still is a giving over of mine to yours. If they take it away, it's not his shtar at all.
Okay, everybody say about shtar. We'll learn more when we get to Masechtas Kedushin, Masechtas Gittin. Now we're only dealing with Yevamos. Yishak the Mishnah Vayta, Misha Hayanosui Lishtei Yisoy Moisket Tanois. One person was married to two separate Yisoymis Ketanais. Rashi immediately points out, yes, a big mitzvah. Rashi immediately points out these were Nochriyos. We're not talking about sisters. He wouldn't be able to marry two sisters. So he married two Nochriyos. Nochriyos means Jewish girls, but from two separate families, and both of them are Ketanais. Okay. Umeis and Nebuch, this fellow passes away, and now both of them fall Yibim to his brother. Zok the Mishnah, Bi Asa, Oy Chalitzasa Shol Achas Mehen, the Bi or Chalitz from either one of them, Poiteres Terasa, because they're both on the same Madrega, they're both Yisaymis Ktanais, both of them the Kedusha was Dirabonan, both of them the Zik is Dirabonan, so you only have to do a Yibim Chalitz of one of them, and the other one is Pateres. Atas. And the same thing would apply to Shtei Charoshois. Meaning, by Shtei Charoshois also it's not a Kedushin Dereis, it's only Kedushin Derabbanan. If both of them are Charoshois, and the husband passes away, then the new husband, the Yavam, can do Yibum or Chalitza on either one. Stop here just for 1 second. The Gemara is going to say, what by a Charoshois you can do either Yibum or Chalitza? By Chalitza, we had halacha before that a Chareshes cannot engage in Chalitza. Why can't she? Because you have the special Kriya. The Amda V'Amra Me'ein Yivami L'Hakav HaShem B'Yisrael. You said the Kriya is not Ma'akev. The Gemara asks that Kasha. And the Gemara says it goes like Reb Zeira. Who's Reb Zeira? Kalaroy Labila, Ein Bila Me'akevas, because Ein Roy Labila. So therefore, if they're both able to speak, they're Baruch Hashem, both able to project their voices and fine like normal, then they don't have to say anything. However, if they're ilmim or charoshim, since they're not roi lekriya, the kriya is makam. That's what the Gemara before on Daf Kivtal, as everybody remembers. So anyway, so the Gemara is going to ask, how does it say biyase chalitzasa poiteres terasa? If we're talking about shtei charoshois, how can you do a chalitza on a charoshim? We said you can't. Right. That's the Gemara going to be the Gemara's kasha. The first teretz is going to be an easy teretz that v'chein shtei charoshois doesn't go on biyase oy chalitzasa. It only goes on the biyase shel achan mehen poiteres terasa. Second teretz will be more complicated. Wait until we get to the Gemara. Okay, next shtickle. Ketanim v'chareshes. You have a single individual married to a ketanim et chareshes, and Nebuchi passed away, and they both fall even now to the brother. Now, both of those are kedushin d'rabbanan, not kedushin d'araisis. So now, l'choiro, you have to have the same halacha as before. Dr. Mishnah, ein bias achas mehen poiteres terasa. The b of one of them doesn't patter the tzaras. Why doesn't it? So Rashi says a very interesting svara. I don't know that I really understand what Rashi is saying. Rashi says it becomes because it's very subjective. Look at, you see the Rashi says masnisen. If you go into Rashi, the third line, ketana v'chareshes lo yedinon b'hai nichalei v'hai chashiva ishtoi tvei. Even though these are both conditioned rabbanan, but subjectively, we don't know, did the husband really like the ketana better, or did he like the chareshes better?
Difference.
Exactly, what difference does it make? In other words, the chareshes is an objective standard.
That's
why I say I don't really understand the Rashi so clearly. The Gemara Me'achem at the bottom of the Amud Bey into the Amud Aleph tomorrow will deal with this a little bit more. Maybe we'll find some light at the end of the tunnel. But the chareshes on the surface, what difference does it make? He did like her more, he didn't like her more. You're more chashim, nish more chashim. They're both in the bottom.
Two normal wives, and he likes one more. Rochel and Leah.
Exactly. Would it make a difference?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. So I don't know exactly this. For Reb Sholei Vilta
B'Zhogin. No, the Gemara is going to discuss.
It's going to discuss. So let's wait until we get to the Gemara. Good. The next case in the Mishnah. Pikchis v'chareshes. What happens if he was married to both a pikchis? Pikchis means that she was a normal, regular lady. V'chareshes, a kedushin d'rabbanan, so therefore he has a kedushin d'araisa with one, a kedushin d'rabbanan with the other. And Nebuchi passed away. So the Yavam, if he does bias ha-pikachas, poiteres ha-chareshes. Like Yesh B'chlam Masayim Mana. Once he does a bia for the pikchis, so then not only is it moitzi or the kedushin d'araisis, of course it'll be moitzi all the kedushin d'rabbanan to chadav pashit and by isechadu by nevein and by nishnei batim. So therefore, no problem. However, the ain bias a chareshes but teres a pikchis because the bia of the pikchis of the chareshes is only be at the rabbanan dika yibam. So he hasn't been yoitza the yibam d'araisa. So he won't be yoitza with that bia the pikchis. A very simple halacha.
And chalitza of the
chareshes.
I mean chalitza of the pikachas. Would certainly free the chareshes
as well as the
bia. The chalitza of the chareshes.
That's going to be the Gemara Shad. We're going to talk about chalitza chareshes in another moment. Now the final halacha of the Mishnah is again the same repeat. He's married to a gdoila and to a ketana. Bias a gdoila by teres a ketana because the bias gdoila is called a yibum d'araisa. That of course patters the zika of the ketana, which was only a zika d'rabbanim. However, forget it. Bias a ketana by teres a gdoila because the bia of the ketana will only be a yibum d'rabbanim. The whole zika was d'rabbanim, and that will not patter the gdoila. Not for me. No, thank you. That will not patter the gdoila because that's already a zika d'araisa. Very simple. Yeah, no, it's clear. Okay. Anyway. getting now to the Gemara, Freit the Gemara. We said at the beginning of the Mishnah, someone who's married to two Yesoimois, Ketanois, the Bir Chalitza, from one of them patas the other. The same thing by Shtei Charoshes. So we already were Medayik, it sounds from the Mishnah, that by the Shtei Charoshes, the Bir, or the Chalitza of one, patas the other. Freit the Gemara, Chareshes, Bas Chalitzi. Chareshes is a din of Chalitza, but now we learned the Gemara before, in the Mishnah before. Chedesh and Nechlatz, if the Choylet, if the Yavam was a Chedesh, or Chareshes Shecholza, or if the Yevama was a Chareshes, or Chaletzes Minat Cotton, if the one that performed the Chalitza, in other words, the Yavam was a Cotton, Chalitza Sipsul, in each one of these cases, the Chalitza is possible, and the reason is because you cannot make a Kriya. Oh, so Ibazoi, how did it say in Amisha B'chein Shtei Charoshois, which is Mashwe, even the Chalitza of a Chareshes works? When it says in the Mishnah, it's not going on both biyasa or chalitza. It's only going on the biya case, not on the chalitza case. And this makes a lot of sense because by the biya, there's no din of kriya. There's also no din of das. All you have to have is
even
bal korcha. Exactly. So therefore, the yavin could be miyavin ber bal korcha to either one of the two chareshes in, and therefore no problem. So that's when it's in the chesh terosh, it's going on the bia, not on the chalitza, an easy tet. Rav Amar afilu
tema. But of course they would demand a maima first, and that has to be the data.
Well,
I think so.
Even the maima is also derabban, you know, you don't have to.
It is derabban.
If you can't, you can't.
It can't be bal korcha, it's all problem.
Exactly.
Well, maima is only the data.
We had a shalagami maima, whether it's ke'en, when they were masakin maima, right. Where they were masakin ke'en, a normal eirusin, and if it has to be das, yeah, or the masakin at ke'en, the yibum, since yibum could be bal korcha. We had a gemura shal about that earlier on. Mm-hmm. But anyway, beginning back to our gemura, if you say it goes on bia, then we don't have a problem. But Rav Amar afilu tema chalitza, it's a chastira. Here he say a chalitza can have a chalitza, a chareshes can have chalitza, and before we said a chareshes cannot have chalitza, says Rav, it depends. Can be chareshes meikara, can be pikchis viach kach nischarsha. That we learned before, that a chareshes cannot do chalitza because she cannot do kriya, that's talking about that her original marriage to the mess was a Kedushin D'Araisa, because she was a Pikchus at that time. And then by the time her husband passed away, unfortunately she became a Chareshes. She became a Chareshes. Look, Yana Mishnah, the Kriya is Ma'akiv, and therefore you cannot do Chalitza, you can only do Yibam. However, our case is talking about the Chareshes Meikara. Now how does that help? She still has to do Epes A Kriya, says Imara, because Chareshes Meikara, ki hechadi all. What does that mean? Because after all, if she was a Chareshes Meikara, that means that when she married her late husband, at that time the whole Kedushin was Dirabanan, because she was a Chareshes. Afterwards, when her husband passed away, she's a Yavama Midrabanan. Now you want to do a Chalitza Dirabanan. Dirabanan says it's a Chalitza Dirabanan, you don't have to have the Kriya. The same way that she came in, that's the same way that she goes out, says Rashi. Just like she came in Biramiza, they were not able to go and talk. They had to do with sign language. Kritzoysev or Imizoysev, like we had in Gemara before. So the marriage terminated, and so there was the Chalitza was also the same way, Ayidei Ramiza. However, if you're talking about Bich, Be'achach Nischarisha, Loi, the Ma'akva Bekri, because the Kri is Ma'akiv, like we said before. And the Kedushin here was a Diraisa, because she was a Pichas. And now she wants to remove that through a Chalitza Diraisa. She cannot do a Chalitza Diraisa, because she's a Lav Bas Kri. Okay. Zayegit. Anyway, so where did the Gemara come out? That a Chareshes Meikara, Ki Hechadi Ol Hochi Nofak, you could do a Chalitza on a Chareshes Meikara. Now the Gemara, from here, through most of the Amud Beis, is going to quote a series of Mishnayos that we're going to learn in Miat Shem on Shabbos Kodesh, on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. And each one of the cases is similar, but different, and you'll see that we're going to keep on going gradually from one step to the next, to the next, to the next. And it's going to be fascinating. All you have to do is really just concentrate, because it's not difficult. It's Eis V'Yabai. The Chareshes Meikara Bas Chalitzahi. You're telling me, Rava, that even though she's a Chareshes, and she cannot do Kriya, but if she was a Chareshes Meikara, she can do Chalitza. What not? Shnei Achad, got two brothers. Echad Pikeach, the Echad Chedesh. One of them was Pikeach. Pikeach, by the way, doesn't mean that he was, you know, the Nobel rocket scientist. Just means that he was normal. The Echad Chedesh, unfortunately, one was never a Chedesh, a deaf mute. And Nisuin Lishtein Nochris, they were married to two Jewish women, not Goites Chasashon, but they were not related. They were not Achoyos, they were Nochrios. Okay, Achas Bikachas V'Achas Chareshes. And we're assuming that Bikach married the Bikachas and the Chareish married the Chareshes. Fine. So now, Meis Chareish Bal Chareshes. What happens if the Chareish were to pass away? So the Chareshes now falls Liyibam to the Pikeach, who's married to the Pikachas. Mayasa Pikeach Bal Pikachas. No problem. Koinis. He can go and do Yibam. He can do Yibam. But it doesn't mention that he can go and do Chalitza. It says he can do Yibam. What happens in Ratzel Haitzi? What happens? I don't want to live this year. I can't go. I can live with the Pikachas. I can't live with the Chareshes. My brother, who was a Chareish, he could live with the Chareshes. I can't live with the Chareshes. I don't know sign language. I can't talk to her. This marriage is not going to last. Koinis, he has no choice. He has to go and do Yibam. There is no Eitza of Chalitza. And subsequent to the Yibam, if he wants him, Rotza, Yoitzi, Loitzi, Yoitzi. After that, he'll give her a get next week, next month, whatever, if he can't manage it. But you can't go and do Chalitza. From here is the Kasha, because the assumption is that when it says, Mayasa, Pikach, Baal Pikach, what does he do with his Chareshes? The assumption we're talking about Chareshes, Me'ikara, and the Mishnah doesn't talk about Chalitza, just says Koinis. He doesn't want to live with her. Be Koinis, Ratzel Hoitzi Hoitzi, he'll go and give a get. But Seitzachos, Chalitza is Nishdot. And from here is the Gemara's Kasha. Now we're just finishing off the Mishnah. Meis Pikach Bal Pikchas. What happens if the Pikach passed away and therefore the normal wife now falls to the Chareish, Mayasa Chareish Bal Chareishes? Koinis. He can go and be Koinis her. How can it be Koinis her? Because of the fact that her Kedusha was a Kedusha D'Oraisa. So the Zika is a Zika D'Oraisa. He doesn't really have to do anything. It's like a Ishehit Nuloy Mereshamayim. He's going to go and live with her. However, he cannot go and give her...
Even though he's part of a Kala Mitzvah,
L'chayim. Yeah, okay.
He still had the Mitzvah of Yibam.
She has a Zika, that's the problem.
Also, okay, fine. Yeah, anyway... As koinis ven metzil oilam, he can be koinis and do yibam. He cannot do chalitza because a chedesh cannot do chalitza. He also has a din of kriya. Mm-hmm. He also cannot give her a get. Why can't he give her a get? Says Rashi, because her kedushin that she had originally was a kedushin deraisa from the pikech. So even though she's nesiabim now through the chedesh, this get really goes back historically to the original ties, the original kedushin with the mess. And the get that he can give is only a get to Rabbanan. He can give a get to Raisa. It's a Chachayrish. He doesn't have enough daya to be able to go and give a get to Raisa. Therefore, Koinis Metziloilam, he's going to have to be married to her forever.
But wait a minute. We had the things that before the Mishnah about Tenech, the Chachamim can take in Kepres and Hefker.
That's only if a person did Naveira. Well, that's when Naveira over here. Everything was fine. Otherwise, if you use that too broadly, you can Chas Shalom undo and more. In other words, every time there's a Shalom Mamzeris, you always have modern rabbis that can go and say, "Oh, we're going to be Mafki, the original Kedusha, they were never married." Blah 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 blah. Blah, blah. It's not Mamzeris anymore, and then you got Sudas. Yeah,
and the Gemara even calls it Shalai Kahigen.
Shalai Kahigen, exactly. Here was Kahigen. Anyway, beginning back to Gemara. So, getting back to the previous case of what the Meis Chareish Bal Chareishes. So the Chareishes now falls the Yibam to the Pikeach. What did we learn? The Gemara Koinis, but no Chalitza. Right, Gemara. My la the Chareishes meikar uktoni Koinis in Choylet Loi. I see even by a Pikchas a Chareishes meikara. There is no din of Chalitza, not like Rava. So Gemara gives an easy teretz. Loi. Loi the Pikchas viachar l'sarsha. Ein hachanami. That Mishnah has to be talking loi to Rava that she was originally a Pikchas. And then after that she became this Sarsha. Now you cannot do a Chalitza. But if she would be a Chareishes meikara, you could do a Chalitza. Of course that's a Doichik Tepshat. Abichadol Nishkadeitza. So Chashtarka Kasha and Rava. That's how we have to answer that Mishnah. But we're not finished. So Shema, let's continue on the same Mishnah. Shnei Achen Pikchen, two brothers that were normal. Nisu and Shnei Nochrios, they're married to two non-sisters, just to two women. Achas Pikchas, V'Achas Chareishes. So the previous case was two brothers at Pikeach with a Chareish. Here we have two brothers which are both Pikchen. But again, one is married to Pikchas, one is married to Chareishes. Of course, what happens? Meis Pikeach Bala Chareishes. If the Pikeach passed away, leading over the Chareishes now to the second brother, Mayasa Pikeach Bal Pikchas, what should the Pikeach, the surviving brother, what should he do? Koinis, since she is a Chareishes, you cannot do Chalitza, so he can do Koinis, he can go and do Yibam, Vim Roitz Lohoitzi, if subsequently, since he happens to be a Pikeach, if subsequently, if he cannot live together with her, he'll give her a get. but you cannot do chalitza. So of course the kasha is straight from here now. What do you mean? If it's talking about a chareshes meikara, didn't Rava say that a chareshes meikara can do chalitza? And here it says he cannot. And of course Igmar is going to give the same tarets that it's talking about, that she was originally a pichas biyakach niskasha. But you see the whole process, the thought process of the Igmar. It's okay, nochmal. Now, it's the other case, Meis Pikeach Bal Pichas. Whenever the Pikeach Bal Pichas passed away, and now the Pikeach left, Mayasa Pikeach Bal Chareshes, what should the Pikeach Bal Chareshes do now with the Pichas? Okay, so this is now a normal case of a Pikeach, Mitach Pichas, right? Both sides are now, he's a Pikeach, she's a Pichas. It's very simple, like Kolotere Kula, that's no great checks. Anyway, but Nochemul, going back to the prior case. What was the prior case? That the Pikeach, who is the Baal Chareshes, passed away, and now the Chareshes falls to the Bikeach Baal Pichas. What should he do? So it said, Koinis v'mroitzel ha'itziyot. Feitimah my lamed hu Bikeach me'ikara. He nami Chareshes me'ikara. What does Igmar mean to say? The Igmar means to say is that I knew that I can give the same dichoy, the same doichik pshat that I gave before. I'm not just going to repeat myself 1,000 times that you should give me the same teret. But what I want to go and establish is concrete proof that we must be talking about a chareshes meikara. Why? Because we're talking about a pikeach meikara. How do I know that we're talking about a pikeach meikara? Because it's talking about that the pikeach went and did the maise kedushin. If he was originally a chedush at the very outset, and in other words, if the mess was a pikeach, was a chedush, and only subsequently he became a pikeach, since he was a chedush, his whole kedushin would never chal, because he has no a chedush. The Gabi Hilchas Chalitza, you have to have a din of Kriya. But when it comes to din of making Kedushin, you have to have a Bardeya. As Alishka Bardeya, it's a Gabi Machin Kedushin, as the Chachayr. Muslim Duch Zong, that the original Kedushin was about a good Kedushin because he was a Pikeach. Ah, so he was a Pikeach Meikara. If he's a Pikeach Meikara, probably aren't we talking about Chareshes Meikara as well? Uktani Koinis M, Choylitz Loi, Lchoyri have even a starker Rai, we're talking about a Chareshes Meikara. And of course, Igmar gives the same term. Midiyar in Ishka Velach. Hakarisa. The Pikeach was Taka Pikeach Meikara. When he was born, everybody said, oh, this guy is going to be another Einstein. Much younger than, oh, a great Pikeach. Mashenkin, the Chareshes, well, she was also Pikas originally, but she became a Chareshes later on. So we have Vaita, no Raya, no Kasha on Rav. Okay. Let's go on to the next Mishnah, Rabbi. Say, Eisvei, Shnei Achim. And now we're talking about a little bit more complicated, because the two women were not Nechriyos. The two women were achoyos. Two brothers married two sisters. Oh, brother. So what happened? Shnei achin. Echad. Oh, you got that. Oh, okay. Shnei achin. Echad pikeach v'echad chedesh. Nesun shtei achoyos achas pikchis v'achas chereshes. So you have now a pikeach married to a pikchis, chedesh married to chereshes. However, you're talking about two sisters. Okay. So meis chedesh bal chereshes. The chedesh who was married to the chereshes, who was only a kedushin derabanan, passed away, and now you have a kedushin rabban and you have a chareshes. Uh-huh. So ma yase bikeach bal pichas. What should the bikeach bal pichas do? He obviously cannot go and be miyaben this chareshes, because the chareshes is achois ishtoi. That's the sister of his wife. So what should he do? Teitze mishum achois isha, a regular case of an erva, that she should teitze. Why teitze? Because the kedushin that he has with his own wife is the kedushin deraisa, so hapikeach mitapiches, that's the kedushin deraisa. She, the zika, is only kedushin derabanan, and therefore the zika was a zika derabanan, but zachan achois ishtoi. So therefore she's nitchan like any erva, like the first mission, armisafta. Very simple. Yeah, that's nishka grois kedushin. Teitze mishum achois isha. So let's go now forget. Meis pikeach bal pikchus. What happened to pikeach that was married to the pikchus? What happened if he died? Aha. So now the pikchus now falls to the chedesh, mayasa chedesh bal chareshes. What is he going to do? Is he going to say, okay, should also be teitze mechum mishum achois isha? No. Because the zika is a zika d'araisa. Because the one that fell was a kedushin of pikeach to a pikchus.
Again, my cash is put from all the mitzvahs. Maybe there's no zika either.
That's what's Barry going to answer? But she has the mitzvah.
She has a zika.
Yeah, but it has to be together.
Okay, anyway, that's why Bukhshim the 6-7 toys is in.
The zika is on her. The zika is on her, not on him.
But it falls on him.
He has multiple brothers.
No, it falls on him.
Multiple brothers, the zika goes to all of them.
Okay.
The zika centers on her.
Okay, anyway, so my yasa chedish bal chareshes.
Because he's a potter.
My yasa chedish bal chareshes. What is the chedish bal chareshes going to go and do? Moitzi es ishtoi beget, he has to go and send his own wife away. Why does he have to go and send his own wife away? Because his wife is achois zekukasai. And the achois zekukasai is a stronger zika than his connection to his own wife. Because the zika that he has to the Yavama is a deraisa zika, because she was a pikhiz married to a pikeach. You're okay?
Even though the get is only a get derabbanan.
Yeah.
And the marriage is only derabbanan.
And his marriage to the Haresh is only derabbanan.
Why don't we say the fact that they're sisters that creates an erva deraisa that's even before any of them get married? Therefore,
that was the previous case of the erva deraisa. Teitu b'shem achois isha. What happened? Nochmo. Meis chesh bal Haresh. The chedush passed away, and therefore the Haresh is now falls legibim to the pikeach bal pikchiz. Okay, so now she was only a kedushin derabbanan. Therefore, it's a weak zika. He is married to a pikhus, which is an ishtoi midya raisa. So now, this weak zika is even less than or more than, whatever way you want to look at it, it's an achois ishtoi deraisa, derabanan, and therefore he doesn't have to go, and he cannot go and be miyabimer. His wife is the ishtoi midya raisa. He's a pikeach with a pikhus. You want him to go and be miyabim. That's the first case. I'm just repeating it for his benefit. He wanted to go and be miyabim the chareshes. The chareshes, even if she was upgraded to a pikhus, there would be no din of yibum chalitza. She's a sister, chois ishtai. So even though she happens to be less, she has the chareshes, also she's potter, because that whole zika was even flimsier, because it was only the rabban. Anyway, it takes b'shem chois isha, that's an easy case. But now let's get to the next case. Meis pikeach bal pikchus. The pikeach bal pikchus it passed away. So therefore the pikchus is now a yivoma diaraisa. Who does she fall to? To the chedish nebuch. Mayasa chedish bal chareshes. Now the chedish bal chareshes cannot be miyabim her, because although min ha-toira he's not married to anybody, he's a chedish mit a bal chareshes, min ha-toira is garnished. However, he's not competent, very good. However, midrabanan he's married to the sister. So midrabanan there's an achois ishtoi problem. So he certainly cannot be miyabim her. But it goes worse than that, and this is what Barry was saying before. He cannot continue living with his own wife, the chareshes. Because his wife, the Chareshes, is a Choy Zeku Kasa. If you hold Jay Zika, it's a Choy Zeku Kasa.
Because both were
Achoyes, so both sisters.
So if one is deaf mute,
right.
If the woman is deaf mute and the man is competent,
right.
Is that a valid marriage or not?
If there was a valid marriage, it would be a valid marriage. Yes, it would be a valid marriage.
So only when both parties are deaf mute, that it's only considered rabbinical.
Well, that's this case over here. The case of the two with the brothers. We're going to have another case. We're not finished yet. Another case in the next Mishnah. If you had two achen harosh in the suin shtei achoyes pikchoyes, you can have that later on. We're still going to have another Mishnah. In other words, we're going through, as you see, several stages, several different scenarios. So in this scenario, we have two brothers, one's a pikeach, one's a chedish, and the pikeach passed away, the pikeach now falls to the chedish, to the deaf mute, mayasa chedish bal chareshes. So number one, Moses ishtoi beget, he cannot continue living with his wife because she's a chois zekukasa. And the eishes achiv asura li'olam. He's never going to be able to go and marry the eishes achiv. Why can he not? Says Rashi. Number one, chalitza he cannot do, because we said in the Amud Beis, a chedish cannot do a chalitza. Right? Because he cannot do the kriya. Why can't he go and do a kenisa? Says Rashi, because the second woman, that zika woman, now becomes achoiz girushosai. Since he has to go and give a get to his own wife, even though it's only get to Rabbanan, but now the other wife becomes like, not achoiz ishtoi, he's no longer married to her, but it's achoiz girushosai.
Midrabban.
And therefore, he cannot go, the eishes achiv asur, the olam she'll always be off. See, if you look at the Rashi, three lines from the top. So let's look at the top Rashi. Moitzi ishtoi beget, in this case of the pikeach, the chayush that was married to the chareshes, moitzis ishtoi beget, he has to send his own wife away. The zikas achoisa pikches oisrosa, the zika of the achois asers him to his own wife, shenisuel gimurin, because nisuan with the pikeach with the pikches, that was a kedushin diaraisa gimurin. The zul safik. The Lashon Safik doesn't really mean Safik, it means that it's weaker, it's a Derabanan Dike. Then Koyach B'Kiddushah, since her Kiddushin is on a lower Madrega, it's a diluted form of Kiddushin, it's only Derabanan, it's not strong enough, lift as a Chayz B'Shem HaChayz Isha, to address your question. Because the Zika was a Zika D'Araisa, and you can't go and push that away with the Kiddushin Derabanan, because Menatari, they're not married, it's a garnish. The chedish le matzi chalitz. Number one, a chedish can't do chalitz, like we said. Umichnas nami le matzi kanisla. He also cannot do knisa of the achois ishtoi. She's no longer achois ishtoi because he already gave a get to his wife. So now she's achois gerushasi. You see on the side is another gear to take achois ishtoi. The achois achareshes, hoise kenuya ben miktas, le achiv achedish. Even though it wasn't a kedushin deraisa, it was a kedushin derabana kenuya ben miktas. An interesting lashon of Rashi. It's ashtikl kinyan derabana. So therefore, impossible. So getting back to our Gemara now, where the Gemara said, "Ma yas achish b'chares and moitzis ishta beget ve'eshes ocher ba'asura li'olam." So now the question is, what type of situation are we talking about? Since it said previously that when you're talking about the chareshes, so now Rashi points out that from this Mishnah itself, I don't have a direct Raya legari the din of a chareshes meyikara or not, because the case that we were talking about at the end is meis pikeach bal pikches mayas a chedish bal chareshes. We're talking about a chedish that has a zika with a pikches, where the pikches was a kedushin d'oraisa. Since the chedish is a chedish, he cannot do either yibam or chalitz. He cannot do either one, like Rashi said a moment ago. So therefore, from here, we're not going to be able to bring a riot, whether you're talking about chareshes meikara or not chareshes meikara, because we're not talking about a chareshes at all. We're talking about that the pikches fell to the chedish. So from there, it's not going to be a riot. But what will be the riot? We're going to bring a riot from the husband. If we're saying that she was a chedish, that she was a pikhis, then you have to go and say about the husband that he was also a chedish, the achachach nispakech. Because that's going to make more sense. You're going to go and say that she was a pikhis, the achachach nischarisha, and he was a pikhis, the achachach nischarish. Me motzi mafik. If he is a chedish, that he was a bikech mikara, be'akach nischarish, how could he go and give chalitza or get, but man, nischarisha yoitzi, if she was a pikches and she became nischarisha yoitzi, can go and give her a get and send her away. Nishtatis lo yoitzi, if she was never normal and then she became never crazy, lo yoitzi. Now Rashi says, in a Torah, a husband can go and give a get bal korcha. He could be moitzir. But the chachamim were misakin, if he's going to go and throw her out, what's going to happen is she's going to become hefker to everybody, all the gas shkutzim, because they're going to say nebuchah shoyta, and each one is going to entice her to come into his home, and chalila, she's never going to be tzuris tzuris. So therefore, the chachamim said, you cannot come be moitzir in
Ishim Shtat. That she's chazeres.
Yeah.
If you give a get to a shoytis.
Rashi doesn't give that tzuris. Rashi just says, I'm worried about she's going to be kept. Yeah, I remember what you're saying too, but Rashi doesn't go to that spot. If you look at the Rashi, about five lines higher, nishtatis loytetze. You see, nishtatis loytetze. Pichesh nishtatis loytetze. Ava bisha isha yoytiz loradim shaloy liradzoin. Rabbanim tokin shloytehe shloytetze kadesh liin hagabon minag hefke v'sheni yidas lishmar atzma. She's nachnebach gevorn ashoyte, so therefore she's totally insane, and therefore who knows what they're going to do to her. Ava nischarisha yoytiz loybein hadas isha beget. By nischarisha you don't need, because you can go and do it at fila balkach. And Rashi says, "V'achol loy talking about a midi, though yedas lishmar atzma, even though she's a chareshes, but she still has seichel; she's not totally out of it." Anyway, beginning back to Agmar, that's all talking about the lady. What about nischarish who? Oy nishtata, if the husband became a chareshes or shoyta loyotzi lamas, he cannot possibly give any gittin anymore because he no longer has sufficient das to be able to make that kinyan or to do that transaction of giving either kedushin or in this case giving a get. Anyway, so therefore, muzuch zayin el alav, that Mishnah must be talking about b'chedish me'ikara. Not that he was in the spakeach, the achach nischarish, because otherwise, le'yoytze lamas, he'd be stuck forever. Aha, so must be talking about chedish me'ikara. Umerehu chedish me'ikara, hinami chareshes me'ikara. Aha, so therefore, this case is talking about le'chedish chedish with chareshes. Since this mission is the first mission we spoke about achoyos, and it's about charosh meikara, so nachri is nami charosh meikara. So presumably all the prior mishnayos and that we quoted before are also talking about charosh meikara. Utanan gabi nachriyos koines in choylitz loy. Those are the previous two mishnayos that we quoted on the Amid Aleph and the top of the Amid Beis. Then each time by charosh, it said only do koines. and don't do chalitza, even though lechayru we're talking about a chareshes meikara. Said the more ishtik, good kifrei. Here I really I'm stuck. I can't change it. If the achoyis case must be talking about a chayrish meikara mit a pikeach meikara, so all the other cases probably also.
It's one mishnah basically. It's one after exactly, the other.
One after the other.
So the svarim still talking about this.
Exactly.
Same thing.
Exactly. Kiyosh v'kamadir of Yosef on Malay, he said to him, "Why ishtik my timer toisve meha? You're saying that b'singanzin upgefreit the word toisve from lashon tiyufta. You were totally upgefreit from this kasha. Yochan shliyolach achoyis charoj meikara. Nachri espikam yagam nischarshu. In other words, vital lav davka. It doesn't have to be that they're all talking about mamish the same case. The case of achoyis is taka meikara, but the previous cases are talking about that there was three." And that's why it says that you cannot do chalitza, because everybody agrees in a case of that the kriya is ma'akev and ogur. Abba, if you wanted to ask a kasha, from the next Mishnah. What's the next Mishnah? Shnei achin charoshin. Who? Now both of them were charoshin. We're not talking about a pikech. Shnei achin charoshin. Nisun shtei achoyois, who were either pikchois. Oy, shtei achoyis charoshes. Oy, shtei achoyis achas pikchas v'achas charoshes. It really makes no difference because here the baal is a chedish. So the maximum that he can go and do is a drabonin dika, not a diraisa dika. So it makes no difference who the wife is. Or faket. V'chein shtei achoyis charoshes. The two sisters are charoshes. Nisus v'shnei achin, pikchin. In all of these cases, it's also Kedushin Drabonim because the original Kedushin was with a Chareshes. Is a Chadrabonim. You can't force a woman to go and marry. And so therefore, these old Drabonans, both in the first case of the Shnei Achin Chareshin and the Shnei Achoyis Chareshes. Aha. So what does it say, Hari Eilu Ptus? If now one of the husband dies, Hari Eilu Pturis Min HaChalitza Min HaYim. What's the Ptur? Because all these Kedushins are Derabanan, all the Zikas are Derabanan, but each time there's an Achoyis Ishtoy situation because you're talking about Shtei Achoyis. Yeah, the Din is the Araisa, but that their sisters Min Araisa. But the Erva over here is a creation of a Derabanan Dika, meaning I'm only asked to the second sister if I'm married to the first sister. And I married the first sister, the Rabbanan. So therefore, the Zik, the Achoyis Ish is all the Rabban. Of course, me Tchilose, Avara, the Is is a Deraisa. But the point is, I'm not really married mid Deraisa to the first sister. So mid Rabbanan is a Achoyis Ish. Okay. So therefore, bottom line is, the Potim and Chalitim and Yibam, because it's an Arab and the Rabban. The Moyin Achoyis, if instead of being Achoyis, if they were Stam Nachoyis, Yichnoisu, he can go and be kindest them. But he cannot go and do Chalitza. Why can he not do chalitza? Because you're talking about a chareshes. A chareshes, you can't do chalitza. I'm sorry? Because of Reb Zerich. Bilab, yeah. What happens if afterwards he wants to get rid of them? Don't do chalitza meikara. Do yivam. And after that, you see him go and give a get, because al tzirabon is dirabon. So you want, hey, chidam. What's the fact pattern in this Mishnah? That the husband, where it says that both of them were charoshin, that they were originally pikchin, and then afterwards it became nischarshu, nimatzi mafki, can they subsequently go and imrotzu lahoitzi yotzi, they can go and give a get? Ay, but nam lechilant, this is the Mishnah we had before, nishtatis lo yotzi, we left out the first part, nischarshi yotzi, nishtatis lo yotzi, nishtatis lo yotzi, again the same reason as before, she's a shoyti, can't go and give a get, but that's talking about if she, what happened to nischarish who? That he became a chesher, he became a shoyter, he can go and give a get forever. So why does it say over here that this chesher imrotz lehoitzi yoitzi, that subsequently he can go and give a get, if originally the marriage was that of the keach, the yach, kach, nischarish, it was a condition deraisi, he's only a chesher now, how can he go and give a get rabban? That we're talking about the chedish was from the first moment, and that's why the whole condition from the first moment was the rabbanan. Since the husband's charoshim meikara, inunami charoshim meikara. So therefore, we're probably talking about the same type of situation. He's a chedish, she's a charoshim meikara. Uktanim hoy nachriyos. Not in the first case with the achoyis. Let's go to nachriyos. It says yichnoisu, yichnoisu, en yachloitzu loy. You can only do knisa. You cannot do chalitza. Why can't you go to chalitza if she wasn't a chareshes meikara? Kshem she'ol nofak. Like we said in the Amud Aleph, he was machnas beremiza. Be moitzu beremiza. Elamai tiyuf the rabba tiyuf the taka. This teretz of Rabbah, the Gemara in the Amaral that said Rava.
Right, yeah.
If you notice, there was on the side Serach Leimer Rabbah. It's a tugya, so it's
all
Rabbah.
Over Rabbah, yeah. Most of
it's right, so exactly. Easy to confuse them.
Anyway, so bottom line is whether it's Rabbah or Rava, this distinction we tried to make between Chareshes Meikara or Nes Pikeh Biyachat Nesarsha, this distinction does not hold water, and therefore in all cases the Gemara holds you cannot do a chalitza for Chareshes. I shteitzach in the Mishnah v'chein b'shtei Chareshes. The chein goes on the beer and not on the chalitza. Have we have stuff over here?